So here we go into winter, and it's been snowing basically since the night before Thanksgiving over much of the state. Another 1 to 3 inches blanketing much of the state again today. It's a lot of snow for November, and a reminder, I mean, the temperatures were in the mid to high 20s over much of the state, much colder than normal, a lot more snow than normal. For example, I was telling you 1.7 inches of snow normal for the month of November for Lansing. That's the average, 1.7 inch average for the month of November, well past that now. And another 1 to 3 before tomorrow. So, you know, you could be double, triple the average. And the temperatures are colder, which means people are already getting into their heating budget earlier than maybe they would as far as need a lot of heat. Dean Foreman is the chief economist with the American Petroleum Institute. Dean, good to have you here.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you.
I mean, we're already looking at prices of propane that are 50% higher for people trying to heat their homes. The cost of natural gas expected to go up 30%. The price of heating oil to go up better than... So propane up 54%, natural gas 30%, heating oil somewhere around 50%. And that accounts, those three items account for 94% of all home heating in America. And all of those things are up, aren't they?
They are. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, you can expect these increases and potentially more this winter based on just supply-demand fundamentals and the winter that they expect to come.
So what's going to happen? The supply chain is not where it needs to be. You're 80,000 truck drivers short of where you need to be. You've got a federal government that's talking about mandates which would take, according to the American Trucking Association, a couple hundred thousand more drivers off the road that are going to say, I don't want the vaccine, I'm not going to do it. I mean, what would that do to moving gasoline and heating oil and things around the country? And then we'll get into the pipelines. But just that first step could be devastating, couldn't it?
It absolutely could. These are the kinds of things that can be a tipping point on top of where we already are. And we have the highest prices now since 2014 for petroleum products and since 2008 for natural gas, and propane relates to both. The biggest change since pre-COVID really has been the trajectory of domestic production. And without it, and without the infrastructure critically throughout the region to provide it, that's historically been a recipe for upward pressure on prices. And that's where we are today.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's talk about these pipelines, because recently the idea of restarting the Keystone XL pipeline was put forth to Jen Psaki. She dismissed it as meaningless. They just have this idea that magically truck drivers that were already in short supply will descend upon the planet and put, you know, fuel into trucks and move it around. Fact of the matter is, when it comes to energy density, nothing compares to petroleum. Nothing compares to so-called fossil fuels for energy density. And we need it in America, don't we?
We absolutely need it. As the economies come back, the data have shown that both the needs for gasoline, for diesel fuel, and for natural gas have continued to come back along with it. In fact, last week, U.S. petroleum demand was at 21.8 million barrels per day per the U.S. Energy Information Administration. That's 3% above where it was at the same point in 2019 before the pandemic. So, you know, having the infrastructure and the supply of this, again, it's key to the reliability, the affordability, especially through the peak winter period, just having that supply available to help keep things.
Let me ask you this, Dean.
In lockstep for consumers.
The idea that the president is saying that we're going to bring 50 million barrels out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which we shouldn't, by the way, that's really there to keep the Air Force flying and ships moving if there's a real catastrophe in the world. But he's going to do it anyway. It's a political move. Will it have any impact whatsoever on the price of gasoline?
It could have a very, very short-term downward impact. And, you know, we've seen prices out today down in the low $70 per barrel range from, you know, a week or so ago up in low $80 per barrel range. But keep in mind, the number I just gave you of over 20 million barrels per day in the United States of demand compared to releasing 50 million barrels. So just by its nature, the quantity isn't enough to really change the fundamentals. This is about the energy that the economy fundamentally must have to go. And without the supply, having the supply and the infrastructure to get it to consumers, to refine it, to move it, it's trucking, as you mentioned. It's pipelines that are absolutely critical. And it wasn't just the Keystone XL pipeline that you mentioned. That was, they pulled the permit on that on day one, and the expansion of the Keystone XL pipeline was next. You know, billions of dollars worth of investment. It hurt the U.S. It hurt Canada. They have placed the Dakota Access Pipeline, which is a absolute lifeline for North Dakota's production, in jeopardy. And here you have Line 5 and the resistance that, that Enbridge has overcome with that. It's a 500,000 barrels per day of supply that's been reliable for 65 years, and it's absolutely critical to the region's supply. Roughly half from Ontario, Quebec, Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana. Yeah, it's one thing, I guess, to for Michigan and Michigan State to beat Ohio and Pennsylvania in football. It's another to take their fuel away. And you're really talking about half of the region's supply here.
And that is remarkable. So you look at this, and again, there's no way to replace it. America runs on vast quantities of cheap energy. The fact of the matter is we have it. Now, the administration talking about something else. I've got Dean Foreman here with me, chief economist of the American Petroleum Institute. They're talking about not canceling drilling on federal lands, good news, but raising the cost of leasing on federal lands for exploration of oil and gas. Do you have a better handle on it? What will it mean?
Over time, it means less supply. Now, if you don't have access to resources, if you don't have the infrastructure, again, to provide it, the incentives to drill, the competitiveness of drilling in the United States vis-a-vis other places in the world, it just shifts investment and jobs offshore in the process. And especially in the near term, where a lot of industries have needed help after the COVID recession to get back on their feet. And the energy industry has persisted. You know, it's overcome workforce shortages, trucking shortages, getting things through ports that have been backed up. It's been very difficult, and now you have energy policy adding insult to injury here. So it's a combination of enabling infrastructure, of access to resources. On top of that, they've advanced a clean energy power plant that would all but eliminate natural gas in the U.S. electricity sector. So how do you, if you're in Ohio or Pennsylvania, and you have new infrastructure in the Nexus pipeline that brings that to Michigan, has demonstrably lowered prices in Michigan as a result of having that supply delivered locally. How do you incentivize people to drill in assets that must last 20 or 30 years?
Yeah.
At a time, you know, when you're saying you want to eliminate that industry. So it really is, it's one thing to say they've got a plan for an energy transition. It's another to say you've got a plan for consumers to be able
which
to
they
afford
don't.
It.
They have no plan.
And they don't.
No, they have no plan. And the fact of the matter is, hobbling the industry when you have nowhere near the capability of replacing it is, calling it foolish would be kind. Dean Foreman, greatly appreciate you being here. Chief Economist, American Petroleum Institute. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
You have it. By the way, best pet food there is, Great Lakes Pet Food is the best dog food I've ever had for my dogs. Michigan made Great Lakes Pet Food. No fillers, no garbage. Made from real pork, real chicken, Great Lakes pet food. You're going to like this. Does not have grains and so forth, which have been proven to be bad for animals. That's right. Great Lakes pet food. Look it up online. Best dog food. My dogs, they love it. They love it, 100%. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk about investing in the Jobs Act in Michigan. What will it mean? I'll be right back. Steve Gruber, and I absolutely love Grand Flannel by Muskox. For the love of flannel, this is the best time of the year. Muskox is a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel almost every day. It's super durable. It's comfortable. 100% cotton flannel, perfect for Michigan outdoors. Go to GoMuskox.com to find out more. GoMuskox.com for the love of flannel. Go to GoMuskox.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing?
It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information.